The hearings are a chance for the public to weigh in before the legislature's Joint Finance Committee starts to review the governor's budget plan piece by piece. Doyle's proposal would fill a multi-billion dollar budget hole by holding most state spending flat, by using federal stimulus dollars to pay for schools and health care, and by raising taxes on smokers and upper-income earners, among others. It also covers ground unrelated to the state's finances, like a statewide smoking ban in all workplaces. Hundreds of people usually attend these hearings, so if you show up to testify, you'll only get about 3 minutes to make your point. But Monona Democratic Senator Mark Miller, who co-chairs the Budget Committee, says people should not think it's a waste of their time.
No, nobody should doubt the importance of individuals coming to testify. The ordinary citizen is probably the most effective person to testify on a particular aspect of the budget that affects them.
There have been instances where the public's input at these hearings helped shape a budget. In 2003, when the governor proposed cutting the state's autism funding, parents of autistic kids turned out in force at these hearings, and the money got put back. The first budget hearing will be held in Sparta on March 23rd. Others will follow over the next 2 weeks in West Allis, Eau Claire, Racine, Appleton, and Cambridge. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.